next to me are the girls from Girls Got Game, also affiliated with allgames.com. Let's introduce.
Oh, I'm Jessica Villarreal.
Okay.
I'm April Carlson.
And Jennifer Villarreal.
Okay, so now let's talk about, what is Girls Got Game?
Well, Girls Got Game is actually the girl division of All Games Radio. Yeah. We're starting up. We're basically, we do online, on-air, promotional work as well. We just, today at the convention, we actually just kind of ran around looking for people to interview, networking, but we're really girl gamers who actually play games, and we're just here to promote the, I guess, the sisterhood of girl gamers, pretty much. Yeah.
So let's talk about the show. Now, are you on it every day, or how's it working now? Because I know there was a shift in locations.
There was a shift in locations. We are actually still broadcasting through operator11.com and allgames.com as well. And I'm on the show daily, doing their news daily.
Every day you go and do this show, which, by the way, is an unpreset, undetermined amount of time. I mean, sometimes don't you guys go all night? Are you on the show as well?
I've been on the show a couple times covering for her, just guest spotting and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And I would imagine a lot of work. I mean, you're researching your news stories and...
It's not that bad. Sometimes I'll just, you know, usually I'll just go to the familiar sites that are out there, and I'll just kind of skim through and, you know, pick out top stories and then just kind of recite them on the air. And, you know, some people will comment on them through our live chat room or call in. And and it's not really that much.
It's gaming. Who are we kidding? You know?
Right. I love it. It's fun.
It's what we do.
What
about this conference so far? What are some of your things that your first impressions and your favorite things you've seen?
We were at E3 last year, and this is a lot smaller than last year, but I think it's a little bit more fun because we have time to actually get out there and play the games, and we don't have to wait through a huge crowd of people to try to get game time in.
And maybe when you get your hands on the controller, it's not so sweaty.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not as smelly either. People are wearing deodorant, so it's good.
Gaming is really making, you know, its way into the mainstream here. We have deodorant nowadays.
It's been really nice. Everyone here through PR companies has been so friendly, so unbelievably nice, and so willing to just help us out, do interviews. Reviews, cards, everything. And it's been great. Like, it's just such a chill event. And
so definitely you're going to come back next year.
I would love to come back next year.
And so real quick, what was your favorite thing you've seen? Gameplay?
Ooh, Rock Band.
That's a winner.
Rock Band.
I don't know if you guys see what's going on here, but I think we have a Rock Band.
We've done it, actually. We did it yesterday, and we're going to rock it out tomorrow.
I wasn't there yesterday. See, you can't play. There's four of them. I'm trying to just join your team.
Oh,
well, never. I'm going to Gamer Chicks.
Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, we will definitely swing by tomorrow. Where are you guys going to be?
Everywhere.
All right, well, everywhere.
We're going to try to get in early on the Rock Band so we can actually do the filming for MTV.
Right on.
And we need a drummer.
Oh, there we go. Drummer. I can carry a beat. That's what I'm saying. All right, there you go. Thank you very much, girls.
Thank you, Laura.